This chazar zeichen nechbach chesuk shag v'rem behudim sechazik zuzun daft hezvav. Fnekt gemar, the gemar has tried to identify who the tana is that does not hold the gzeir shavav sachir, but up to this point has been unsuccessful. So gemar asks again, who is this tana? Gemar says it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in a braisa who says that a separate pasuk is needed to teach that someone sold by bezin goes out free at yovel. Now there's already a separate pasuk for someone who sells himself, and a separate pasuk for a nirtza. The third pasuk must therefore be referring to someone who sold by bezin. Now if he holds the gzeir shavav, there'll be no reason for this pasuk. Therefore, it must be that he does not hold the gzeir shavav. Nachum Yitzchak said it's not a proof. It may be that he does hold the gzeir shavav, and still a pasuk is needed to teach us why. We would think that since one sold by Bezin Dir Naveira, he stole, which is the reason why he was sold, he maybe should not be entitled to go out at Yovel. Therefore, the Pasuk teaches so to specifically free him at Yovel as well. Zok the Gemara, the Brises have stated that the Pasuk of Vishov El Mishpachtoi refers to someone sold by Bezin, and the Pasuk of Ad Shnas HaYovel refers to someone who sells himself, and the Pasuk of Vishavtam Ishal Chuzasa refers to a Nirtza. How do we know which Pasuk refers to which kind of slave? So Rav Bashila said the last Pasuk says Ish, which means it refers to something that only applies to men and not to women, which is the concept of Nirtza. We cannot learn out Nirtza from one sold by Bezin or vice versa, because if we were only taught regarding one sold by Bezin, we would say that he never showed desire to stay past his obligated time, and therefore we let him free at Yovel. But someone who's a Nirtza, maybe he should be penalized for desiring to stay longer. And if we were only taught regarding Nirtza, we would say that he at least worked for 6 years and therefore may go out free at Yovel. But a person sold by Bezin who has not yet worked 6 years, maybe he shouldn't go free at Yovel. The pasuk regarding Nirtza says he is to work le'oilam, forever. But the pasuk then says vishavtem, which teaches you should go out free at Yovel. If it would only say le'oilam, we would think that he's to work in servitude forever. If it would only say vishavtem, we would think that a Nirtza only serves for an additional 6 year terms. That's why you need both of these words. Gemara says vaiter. The Gemara now asks for the identity of the Tano who does not hold the Gzeir Shava of Sochi. The Gemara says it's the view of Rebbe and Abraisa, which says that the pasuk of Ve'im lo yigoel be'ele teaches that a yid who is sold to a goy as a slave may be redeemed by his relatives, but does not go out free at 6 years. We would think to say that he does go out at 6 years based on a Kav v'chomer. If a yid who is sold to another yid who cannot be redeemed by relatives still goes out at 6 years, then the yid sold to a goy who can be redeemed by relatives surely goes out free at 6 years. The pasuk therefore teaches that this is not so. Now, if Rebbe held the Gzeir Shava, he should say that it teaches that even a yid sold to another yid can be redeemed by his relative. Since he doesn't hold that way, it must be that he does not hold it gzeir shava. Rav Nachum Yitzchak said, no, maybe that Rebbe holds it gzeir shava. The reason why the yid sold to the other yid cannot be redeemed by relatives is because the pasuk regarding a yid sold to a goy says yigolenu, which teaches that only such a slave, when he sold to a goy, may be redeemed by relatives, but a yid sold to another yid does not have the right to be redeemed by relatives. Zakhtam Rabbi Yisegli and Rabbi Kiva argue on Rebbe. Rabbi Yisegli says that Eila teaches that when he's redeemed by relatives, he need not work for the relatives, but rather goes out free. And if he's redeemed by somebody else, he would have to work for that other person. Rabbi Kiva says when he's redeemed by relatives, he has to work for them. When he's redeemed by other people, that's when he would go out free. What's the basis for this machloikis? So the Mark explains, Rabbi Yossi says that the pasuk says, if he's not redeemed by Elam, rather by someone else who is not a relative, then he goes out at Yovel. Rabbi Kiva says the pasuk should be read as saying, if he was not redeemed by anyone but the relatives, only the relatives, then he goes out at Yovel. Rabbi Yossi says the pasuk doesn't say Ela, so this can't be the right reading. Based on Rabbi Yossi's objection, the Gemara tries a new understanding. Machalek is based on the following. The pasuk says, Oy doi doi, oy ben doi doi yigolenu. This refers to relatives. Oy hisiga yodoi, the pasuk continues, this refers to self-redemption. Vinigal refers to other people redeeming him. Rabbi Yossi holds, we darshan and compare redemption by relatives to self-redemption. Just as self-redemption means he goes out free, so to redemption by relatives sets them free. Rabbi Kiva makes a similar drasha, only he says to compare self-redemption to what follows it in the pasuk, meaning to the case of redemption by others, and teaches that he goes out free in that case. If this is the base of machlokes, what do we need the pasuk of Be'ela for? The Gemara said, if we didn't have Be'ela, we would say that the pasuk should be darshaned to what is before and to what is after, and meaning both in both, side what's before, side what's after, and in all cases of redemption, whether it's relatives or other people, he should go out free. If so, then we have to rely on Be'ela, and if we do, we have the same question Rabbi Akiva as we did previously. How does he understand that that pasuk according to his view? Rather, Dr. Gemara, the base of the machlokes is logic. Rabbi Yossi holds as far, right? Rabbi Yossi holds that it makes sense that when others redeem him, he has to work for them, or else other people will never redeem him. Rabbi Akiva says, no, when relatives redeem him, he has to work for them. Why? Because if we would not require that, then he would constantly sell himself and rely on the relatives to come in and redeem him and set him free. So therefore, we make that he has to work for the relatives, so he's not going to just go ahead and continually sell himself. Zoktimar Akiva Abba Neim Rabbi Yechon, instead, the Chum argue on them both and hold that in all cases of redemption, the person goes out free. Who is this Chacham? Who is the Shita Chacham? The Mar says, it's the view of Rebbe who uses the Be'ela for a different drasha, and therefore in the pasuk of Oidoidoi, he makes the drasha to the previous phrase and to the later phrase, to both. Everything is compared to self-redemption, and therefore Sai, if relatives redeem him, Sai, if other people redeem him, it's like self-redemption, he goes out free. In fact, according to Rebbe, when do we apply the pasuk that says that when he is sold to a guy, he goes out at Yovel? The Mar says, that teaches that if he's sold to a guy who is under the jurisdiction of Yidin, we set the slave free at Yovel.